I'm going to tell you how I get my bread. I do my pranayama. You dig what I'm saying?
I got you. I've been watching you, nigga. You've been seeing me watch you.
I just do my breathing and shit.
You've been seeing me watch you.
And I hit the blunt and take off running. That'd be the tripping part. I hit the blunt and then take off. Just like,
fact, nigga, smoke a cigarette before we run. Everybody.
It's like real shit. I smoke.
Y'all want to hear some crazy shit?
What's up?
Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles. We live in full effect, nigga.
I do the impossible, you can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. I dare to be different, I do the impossible, you can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. Decision, permission.
What do you do? We back in this bitch.
We live in full effect. Patty.
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise. My guy.
The white guy from season one.
What episode is this? You might have to speak up. We ain't hear you.
He said season two.
Episode two, season two.
Okay, look at him.
And we're talking about Lord Trump, stupid ass.
Nigga said we talking about Lauren Trump stupid ass.
Already with the food.
Why?
Facts.
Why we
got a guest. We got a special guest though.
Yo.
First and foremost, we want to thank you for your service to this country.
Y'all, you know what? First and foremost, I want to thank y'all for y'all support, because a lot of motherfuckers don't support us, and fuck all y'all.
Ooh,
but,
shit.
But
that's how you really feel?
For the ones that do support us, we love y'all, and we will always protect you.
So y'all like my personal bodyguard, so if I call y'all, y'all will come fuck a nigga up with me?
I don't know about y'all, but you know, y'all my niggas, so.
Hey,
I
would get the special service like them, what you know?
Look.
It's all good, though. I respect it. Can't protect everybody else.
Yep. He's our special guest. And let him know your name, brother.
Yo, it's your boy, Shadow Miller, a.k.a. Joe. You know what? I ain't even going to do that to y'all. Because y'all don't need to know my background. But it's your boy, Joe. You know
factories.
What I'm saying?
All the facts. Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicle. That's a fucking bro.
That nigga said, hey, yo, and I'm going to let y'all know something else. That nigga said, welcome back to the Hot Box. Get away. I was the beginner, bitch. I was in there when we began it, bitch. Fuck y'all so much.
Excuse me.
And come find me. I ain't finna
up there and stuck this.
I was just about to say that.
My nigga said up there and stuck this.
I don't give a fuck who listen. I'm not finna deny shit. But I am with my bros. These my bros, my motherfucking day ones, and they going to be my day ones. Till day one come around again, and they still gonna be the day ones, and I'm gonna look out for them. So, fuck what you talking about.
Respect.
Yeah, all the facts. All the facts.
Respect that.
All the facts. Yeah, I'll definitely snap on that.
You're
give you that.
Respect. Yes, yes, brother. You know, enlighten the people what you do as far as in the service.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? How you out there risking your life to save Americans?
It's basically a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the service. I don't do nothing I used to do. I don't do nothing I used to do before I joined the Army. I don't smoke no more, you know what I'm saying? All that.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm just looking out
yes,
for people.
Yes, look, Uncle Sam, he not smoking.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
smoking.
For
we're
the record,
smoking.
We the smokers, he's not.
You feel me, Uncle Sam?
I do
we're
smoke Newport short.
I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? I do. I got to smoke. So I'm the cool one, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm still my brother's keeper.
Fact.
I wear that on my sleeve, and I put it on everything I love, bro.
And that's on everything.
We're glad to have you, big bro.
Yeah, I'm glad to see y'all niggas. I miss y'all niggas. I'm
glad to have you
back
on this side.
Ain't nothing like black love. You feel me? Ain't nothing like black love. We miss you too.
Already.
Days.
Patty, what you been up to, brother?
Same shit as I was working.
You're hard working. That's one brother I know that's a hard worker.
You know, they say hard work pays off.
Hell yeah, always. You feel me? Always. Spiritual Bob, what you been up to, brother?
Now, standing tall. Enlightening myself more and more each day. That's about it.
Ain't that about that either shit.
What about you, sir? How you been? What's been going on in your life? What's new with you? I'm done.
Where can I start?
On the 73-acre ranch you just bought.
Ooh,
so now we don't know what we're talking about.
I remixed.
Thank you. I'm glad he had to drop the P. Diddy on you. He dropped the P. Diddy on you. Gee, shit. I got a 73. I wish I had a 73-acre ranch.
I'm sorry. I'm finna say, wait, what?
We manifest those types of things, sir.
You feel me? However, you know, other than that, I've been good money. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it. trying to produce change within the black community. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna need to enlighten y'all, not y'all in this realm right here, but y'all that's out there in that goddamn listening to us. Mm-hmm. Anything my brothers invest into, I'm investing into my damn self because I believe in them.
You heard? Perfect.
So, with it being said, y'all that's listening, and I know it's a lot of y'all that's listening right now, bro, y'all be seeing my brother on his page doing his stretches, you know what I'm saying? Doing his workout routine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're talking about Bob. I know y'all be tuning in, bro. If you gonna tune in, get with him. You feel me?
Hey,
get with him, bro. I be seeing you all the way in Hawaii, bro. I see you.
Hey, I got a fan in Hawaii, bro. That sounds nice, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
That's fact. That's fact. I'm touching my ass every day, bro. I be seeing you, bro. Sweating, doing your stretches. I see you, bro. I see you doing your stretches, bro. I'm gonna support it. I
appreciate that.
Facts.
Because we need, we do need some good support in this this time right now. Because it's still a pandemic. I don't care who opening up right now, but it's still a pandemic. You can still get corona. Don't get it fucked up.
He in the military, nigga, so he ain't lying to you.
Don't get stupid, bro. This shit, you can still get the shit, but it's just less coming right now. But fuck with all my boys, you know what I'm saying?
However, now.
But first, before you do that, you must subscribe to this channel, this goddamn everything, bro. You got to come in on this motherfucker. If you ain't in on this, then you might as well not even, don't support shit. We don't fuck with you. I'm just being honest.
I love it.
If you don't love us, we don't love you. I'm just saying.
I love it though. That nigga said, fuck him.
You can come in on, yeah, I can say that because I was here from the beginning.
Oh, it's uncensored.
So
it's uncensored.
Yeah.
He had to bring back. Look, fuck him. Nephew, fuck him.
Real shit, fuck him. If you don't support this shit, stop listening. Go and tune in to somebody else fucking lame ass Facebook live shit. But if you in this shit right now, you did some real shit. Listen up,
you're here for a reason, man.
Gee, shit.
Easy to click on there by accident. You're here for a reason.
I like how that was put. Can we bring that back one more time? Can we get one of these?
It back, nigga. If you
It's showtime, nigga. Let me get that.
I promise you, bro. So it's showtime,
nigga. Let me get that.
So if you brought your ass back within the last 2 minutes, you heard the fuck I said. Tune in. And if you don't want to tune in and you want to talk your shit, take your ass to somebody else lame ass live and come in on they shit.
Hey.
Don't play.
You heard what
don't,
he said.
Play,
word for Mike Lowry.
If you want to talk about real shit, hey, tune your ass in. Come in. Say something. I'm going to address your ass by your name on Facebook and I'm going to let you know.
We teasing the fans everywhere, bro. But you know.
Jeez, shit.
I gotta stop playing like I'm playing. I ain't playing, bro.
Nah, you good, though. You know, this is a real podcast. This is some real shit. Niggas speak the realest shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like a lot of people scared to say something.
We speak all mine.
All the facts.
Oh, I know y'all do. Y'all the bros. I know.
Exactly.
Nah, I ain't that shit.
No, I keep up. I just feel like people out there.
Yeah, we done got some backlash.
They afraid to speak their mind.
For what?
For what, though?
Because they scared. I don't know what they scared of, bro. It's just talk.
I don't know why, because somebody, they spoke their mind one time before and somebody checked them and they ain't done it before.
Like I said, scared, bro.
Stupid, but that's the truth.
Like, it don't matter what it was. You could have been talking to your homeboy. This nigga checked you. What the fuck you talking to like that? You know what? Really, we good, bro. I don't even know why you arguing.
You know what? I did get out of hand when I asked
you. You never know what it could have been. It could have been in third grade and then got checked by the bully. And he ain't say nothing else the rest of his life. Like, you never know.
And you know what that nigga excuse going to be? Oh, I ain't want to go like that because my boy, that was my nigga, my day one. I ain't want to do him like that. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So I let him respect. No, we understand that part, nigga. That was, he already surpassed that, nigga.
If y'all homeboys, if you got a homeboy that you ain't argue with,
had a disagreement about something,
y'all not real.
Nigga that I'm looking at right now, I done had a disagreement or I didn't agree with some shit or we had a talk about something.
All the facts.
You know what? I'm not going in there. Fuck y'all. But, hey, welcome back.
This is the hop I'm trying to put. You gotta go in. You gotta go in. That's what it's for. You go in. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know.
Factories. But I want, let me, you know what I'm saying? Before we even get into the topic, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out the sponsor, Crafty Creations. Shout out to Ryan.
You appreciate you, Ryan.
You feel what I'm saying? She had a death in the family. So,
oh,
you
know, man.
Our condolences. Let's get a little five, you know what I'm saying, moment of silence. Amen. But yes, you know what I'm saying? All love. Shout out to MG Prince. We're dropping the song.
Talk up.
You feel me? Dropping the song right after on the next break. But yes, let's get into the shit. Laura Trump. The orange face man. The wig, toupee wearing, tuxedo, wanna have him.
Okay, so at this point right now, what I'm gonna do, since I know how everything works and all this shit, I'm gonna step out the car.
Why?
Because I can't be in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't really talk about that. I already know what can happen if I talk about it and all that. Yeah. So I'm going to step out.
They're classified documents.
But I'm coming right back, though. I'm not going to talk about this, but I'm coming right back.
We appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that. Let us clear our mind on this bullshit.
That's funny.
I
didn't
see
it.
It was like, I'm good. I can talk
now. Matter of fact, I'm finna drop. We finna play MG Prince song.
Gang shit. In the building.
Hey yo, Pluto, you going brazen?
Winning. Got it.
Woo-hoo.
Got it. Man, came a long way for real.
Got it.
Still ain't got shit.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
I'm trying to work a move. Bitch, if you snooze, you lose. Bet I want the blue like glue. So I get that bitch the blues. Bet I got some shit to do. I ain't got shit to prove. I wanna say shit to you. Bet I got some shit to lose. They loving that troll, try to break a nigga. They try to snake a nigga. They acting like that money make a nigga. Ay, but don't let it change a nigga. We ain't famous nigga. So why you want fame, a nigga? He wanted that bad, then we doing bad. Let the new make him famous, nigga. 5.56, 7.6, 29 millimeter. Keep a young nigga safe. Turn to see that by that gun and he need help went by a waist. The why I keep it every day. Skin before that slavery, but I love the whoop out every day. Paper chasing like I gotta go to school today. Niggas saying I might just have to take they out of school today. UDK, give them knowledge that I wanna tolerate. You can't little boy me, I got a little girl. Nigga, what the fuck you think? You're born with this, all they trying to take it just like they were planted. Always in my own lane, and I stay with my own bank, nigga. Go talk with some young niggas, so you know that they gon' spray some. Every opposition better pray for them. When it comes to these hoes, I'ma play dumb.
Woo-hoo.
I'm trying to work a move. Bitch, if you snooze, you lose. Bet I want the blue like glue. So I get that bitch the blues. Bet I got some shit to do. I ain't got shit to prove. I wanna spend shit to you. Bet I got some shit to lose. They loving that troll, try to break a nigga. They try to snake a nigga. They acting like that money make a nigga. Ay, but don't let it change a nigga. We ain't famous nigga. So why you want fame, a nigga? He wanted that bad, then we doing bad. Let the new make him famous, nigga. 5.56, 7.6, 29 millimeter. Keep a young nigga safe. Turn to see that by that gun, and he need help went by a waist. The why I keep it every day. Skin before that slavery, but I love the whoop out every day. Bet I'm the blue to blue, so I get that bitch to blues. I got some shit to do, I ain't got shit to prove. I wanna spend shit to you, bet I got some shit to lose. They living that troll, try to break a nigga. They try to snake a nigga. They acting like that money make a nigga. Ay, but don't let it change a nigga. We ain't famous nigga, so why you want fame, a nigga? He wanted that bad, then we doing bad, let the new make him.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1_ on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
But yeah, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out MG Prince. Definitely rocking with it. Bro. Make sure y'all check them out.
Yo, listen to that shit.
I don't know who did the beat.
Bro, listen to
the
that
beat
shit,
is nice,
bro.
Though. Mm-hmm. But the bars is crazy, too. Must be like, bro, you got a banger. I'm going to get
don't
you
don't worry. Artist of the week.
And he's speaking, bro. Bro, go artist listen to my boy, right? I'm my mama, bro. Go listen. Man. MG Prince, bro. Go.
Real talk. Bangers.
That blizzard with you, brother.
Yes, sir.
For now, Lord Trump. said that the people that live at the border, which would be the Texans, you know what I'm saying, people in Texas, they should defend the border and start arming themselves with guns because people are crossing the border. So, immigrants are coming across the border. I said, you're telling people to shoot at people and defend themselves from people that's running from shit that you're not going through and will never see in your life.
Yeah.
That is the most dumbest shit ever. These people are running from beheadings. Bitch, you running from a tax a tax bill or something like that. You're running from tax. You're running from the IRS. These motherfuckers running from beheadings.
What getting me though, bro? What? You really went to sleep, woke up, and thought of that bullshit to get on TV to say it?
If I
so they gonna hear me. I got something to say.
Dad, I'm not letting this ride. I'm not letting this ride. I'm going out there and I'm going to tell them. They need to arm themselves and keep people that's running from harm from coming over here.
But if I go right down the street and kill a nigga that been bothering me, it's a problem. But you want me to shoot innocent motherfuckers that trying to get over here to make a better living. Boy, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker ever. You stupid. Like, bro,
I don't
get all retarded, bro.
I don't see why, to be honest.
She retarded, bro. Like,
oh, she retarded. And I hate to say the R-word.
Sometimes you just...
She is super... Gilly, let me borrow this real fast. She is super, super stepstone. The four S's. The super stupid stepstone. Yes.
You can't be that dumb. What logic did you come up with? Like, that's... You really thought that was shit. Did you think that's going
to work? That's what's hot in the streets.
To her?
Okay.
Because, bro... Hey, Charlamagne. That bitch should be donkey of
the year. She is donkey of the
year. I said year.
Oh, you said donkey.
She take the rest of the slice. With that dumb ass.
With the Remy Ma, are you dumb?
The facts, bro. That guy, bro, you
really like, can't. Do you feel that it's a problem? This is the argument about immigrants coming over. And, you know what I'm saying? Candace Owens, said something about this with her evil ass. But,
we are immigrants.
First and foremost, thank you. They believe since immigrants coming over, well, Candace said if when immigrants come in, they're basically taking the place of black people.
He said they're taking the place of black people.
Yeah, saying they're taking the place of black people. They're making babies or whatever, and they're gonna push us out the way.
Damn it! What? Never mind. Go ahead.
But God,
she
sound
extra retarded. Mm-hmm. What you said? They taking the place of black people. How can you take the place of something that's gonna be here or that's here? Answer that question. Unless you kill off all niggas, how can you replace them?
Definitely that part.
So once again, you woke up and got on TV and said that.
So how do you feel about immigrants coming here?
I just told you we all immigrants, but hey.
You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is, bro.
Well, what do you feel about, they say immigrants, I say our brown brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, come on, bro.
Fuck it, it's enough room here.
The facts.
Well, that's how I feel, shit. And China, shit, Tokyo got a super city. Like, what is it, a mega city?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, you feel me? These niggas got a trillion people living in the city. I know we can move a couple more.
You know what, at this point, I'm going to step back in the car. Listen, I'm not even, you know what?
Yeah.
Nah. All right, everybody got their personal opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend mine on it.
Go for it.
If you want to be bluntly honest, bro.
Yes.
Every last person that's here right now is an immigrant, bro.
Yeah, we finna go back home somewhere
every
else.
Every last one of us, bro.
But, you know.
Really think about it, bro. This is not our land, bro.
Not them, because their fathers and forefathers.
They don't want to take it back that far. They don't want to take it back that far. They want to be like, bro, that was so many years ago. Let they go. No, bro. What the fuck? No.
We carrying this shit. Bro.
You can't just jack nobody like, all right, let's go then. You want to go there? Let's go then, nigga. You want to go there? Let's go there, nigga.
That nigga said they out there jacking niggas like that shit, okay.
You feel it? That's jacking, right? Yeah, let's go there. So what's going on in the streets? What's been going on?
Like, even though, now look.
Hold on. What's been going on in the streets? We can go back to the Watts in LA. All that rioting and everything, right?
Hey, what you speaking?
What the fuck can you talk about, bro? This is not your land, bro.
Go ahead and get your pre-GMT
service.
I can't
walk on this. I can't drink out of this fountain, bro. I can sit right here on this bus, bro. This ain't your shit.
That's why I'm glad.
It's the Indian shit, bro. You better ask them first, OG. If you really want to take it to that shit.
Native American.
If you want to take it to the OG shit, OG, hey, go ask the real OG if you can sit right here. Go ask that real OG back there with the gray hair. Can you really speak like this? Because he can really fuck you up if he want to.
Go talk to Barefoot.
Honestly.
He the chief.
And not even that, what's funny is every race got that one word for white people. I peeped that every race got that one word for white people, bro. And you can tell.
What?
Like, you what? Know, blacks, we call them crackers. What? You know what I'm saying? White folks, mayonnaise people.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Jeez. All right, listen, so I don't call them. No
Lilo, peep this. Same. Chinese people call them the round eyes or the guilos.
Oh, Jesus. Yo.
That shit is too funny. Bro, that's wild, dude. I can't be racist, bro. Mexican that shit people, is too funny.
What Mexican people call?
Gringos?
Gringos. Look, Mexican call them gringos.
Oh, gringos.
Uh-huh, the gringos.
That fuck shit, bro, still, though. That shit is funny.
Shit, look. What Arabs call it? Infidels!
I'm fucking done.
I'm about to step back out the car. I'm done, bro.
Y'all are retarded, bro.
This, man.
Nah, dude, shit.
I'm out.
Y'all can't be friends with y'all more after that shit.
I'm just saying, it was true. It's true.
But
they get on TV with the dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like what?
They like that shit.
You really slept on this? How hard is? How long did you think on that?
Not even that. That tells you right there. that show you that white pride shit. It shows you like, yeah, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell. First of all, time out. Let's take this back.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Where is the police to arrest this bitch? Because first of all, nigga, her daddy got up there and said, run up on the White House, and they did that. This bitch coming out tomorrow, shoot people. Like, we're not going to question these white people. Might not try it.
Don't worry about it. Here you go.
Florida just sent police to the motherfucking border.
My question is, that's not inciting a riot? Because you're telling people to do dumb shit like that? Okay. That's all I'm asking. But, you know, that's on a different playing field. Just like that. You remember that when we was in the courthouse? That one book?
Oh, yeah,
facts. That's not in their book.
No, that wasn't that one book. It was seven.
You heard me?
Uh-huh.
It's not in there. It's not in that.
I'm about to put y'all up on game.
It's not in that category.
In Lamar County's motherfucking courthouse system.
What? Oh, shit.
Let me tell you about how racist this town is.
Yes, sir. Let's just keep it funky, bro.
Yes, I have in to the back in the car.
In the library at the courthouse, they have all these books in there.
The law books.
Different law books, judge books, whatever books you want
to
call
them. From A to Z, from now to
from the rooter to the fucking tooter.
What? From the beginning of time to now. Like, you they got every me. Law scratched through. Now we ain't using that
A
one no more.
A versus Z, nigga.
What? Son. Every subscription.
If you look in the middle, there are seven black books.
Yes, sir.
And it's a black law. Yep. And there are seven of them. What's
laws
funny?
Laws for black.
Those books are the only books that's dusty. The rest of them are clean. Something to fucking think about. That shit is crazy.
Yes, sir. They've been dusty for a little bit. they know them. They ain't got to touch them no more. Uh-huh. We know them laws.
You know we know they're not going to come in here and read that
facts.
Shit.
Nigga, that time
we're right in there read that shit, too.
Oh, this is what y'all trying to play niggas with.
Oh, stay so this is what y'all don't tell us.
Okay.
You feel me?
Like, game. Got shit. You.
It's something to think about. It's like that information. It's like, yo, they like, and what's so crazy, this is how disrespectful they are with it. They're like, shit, put it right there for them to see, because they're not going to read it.
They're not going to read it. You got us.
Dorma dust the shit.
You crazy.
They're like, you feel me? Dorma dust the shit.
You got to play on my life. You crazy. I don't even know you playing on mine like that.
What? Shit.
No, sir. No.
I said people need to start thinking. You should. No, I got one for y'all.
What's up, sir?
Have you seen the black man that killed his wife and I think his daughter?
And left his son alive, and his son got on the stand and told on his ass.
Yeah, that was the fuck he did, too.
Yes, sir.
But this was crazy.
My question is,
the nigga in there representing himself, baby.
Yes, he was representing himself.
Yo, that's the nigga with the wigs, bro.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, him.
Yes.
Yo, him, bro.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie. I was Lavelle Crawford. I clowned the nigga, bro. I clowned him, bro.
He deserves all the
bro. What,
did you see the judge's face?
Give him, he deserves all that
the
shit.
The judge is behind this nigga
said,
looking like.
With Elvis.
Yo, what? She's back there like, yo, this is the best case I ever had of my life. I can doze off, wake up, and this nigga still be talking about bullshit. She sitting there like, I don't give a fuck what he's saying. I'm about to fry his ass.
Deep fry.
He's sitting there talking. He get on there. Like, and what got me, he talked to the son.
He hey, talked son. To the son. He said, hey, hey son.
How you doing
how
today?
How you doing?
That could have been me. I,
and
no,
son, and I, his son was like, I'm but, good.
For this nigga to be a killer.
He said, on that night, did I harm you? He
yes.
said, yes, you did.
My question
he said,
is,
what did I do to you? He said, what did he say?
You tried to stab me.
Yeah.
He said, you tried to stab me.
You tried to stab me.
That nigga face was looking. He looked at like, well, damn, you told it.
Yeah, did bitch, you just killed this nigga mom's and his sister. Yes. Like,
nigga.
What the
fuck? That ain't snitching,
like,
nigga.
Didn't
he ain't, your
no,
son ain't no gangbanger. He goes to motherfucking middle school.
He's telling
nigga,
him,
he's
you.
Telling you the truth.
You're
he's
in his face,
that.
And he's telling.
Nigga, I'm
he's
supporting that. That little nigga need to tell.
You damn right.
I'm supporting that.
You damn
fuck
right.
That.
He's a dumbass. Like, nigga, if you gonna the do fuck. It right, if you gonna do it right. That's all I'm saying. Why you
not
gonna
even.
Half-ass do the job? First of all, why even? First of all, why even that shit cross your mind?
Not even. I'm not gonna.
No. Why would that cross your mind
at all?
You dig what I'm saying?
Why would you do?
But when you made that decision, you chose that shit. But you didn't complete the job. So you deserve what comes to you, dumbass nigga. Like, you was a stupid fuck. Then you want to represent yourself. Represent. Yes, sir. Go. Yeah, come on.
That nigga is holding
himself. It was happy,
when
they heard
that. That was happy when they heard that.
I'm going to represent myself.
You know what they said?
What?
Another nigga in the bathroom.
They had a whole... They put that R. Kelly on the mix.
No, you don't count. Bro, we're not claiming... I'm
gonna
shut up.
Yeah,
they made
we
a song for him.
Yeah, you're right.
Him,
we're not claiming him. We're damn
sure. They made a song
him.
For him.
He for the birds.
They made a song for him.
So they need to push that nigga down. Every time he get by some steps, push him down.
Bro, not even.
While he got the shackles on his feet and his hands. Just push him down.
You remember back in the day, when, like, the way they say the Romans and the Greek shit, when they used to exile niggas?
Mm-hmm.
They need to go back there. He should be the first one right now.
He's trying to be
here,
the nigga.
Don't nobody know him. He's just here. He's just gone.
He's trying to be here.
Get away from him with that dumb dumb. Just go. Just go. Get him away. Get him away from here. He got to be the dumbest nigga. Like
medieval torture.
Oh
no, bro.
I did a report on this.
That's like, bro.
You did a report on medieval torture.
Yeah.
Why?
What kind of weirdo shit is that?
Why?
You got to let me know.
That nigga said,
subject. I didn't.
Hello, my name is Patrick,
and
I'm talking to you about the Iron Maiden.
And this is why I wanted to major in psychology, right?
Facts.
See how
I
nigga brain work. And look,
I told
like
him that shit. That nigga passed. He walk up. Hey, my name is Patrick. I'm here to talk about the Iron Maiden. How it punches plenty holes through your torso, and you're going to bleed out very slowly. Let me show you when I put this mouth I got in this
shit.
Why
it happened? And completely understand why. You can't never
stay. You want to...
Yo! You bleed out very slowly, and then what makes it crazy, when we open the Iron Maiden, you'll bleed out completely and die. Now, this
what?
Is over here.
Wait,
Richard,
whoa.
Richard.
As I demonstrate with this lab rat right here.
We talking about patting that goddamn medieval time shit. Can you imagine this nigga presenting it?
Right.
Hey, my name is Pat, and I'm here to talk about the torture rack.
And it'd be like, what is it, the burning bull?
The brazen bull. Yeah, yes, that nigga like, hey class, today we're talking about the brazen bull. How you literally cooked inside of an iron bull. On this slide, as you can see, the flesh is now burned at 3rd degree level. He will never survive, and the oxygen is deprived. So he's literally cooking and sizzling. And we'll be left like this for a week. He the one that said it.
Oh, God, bro.
I'm just saying, think about it. You do a goddamn presentation.
Right.
Of fucking...
This is how we burn a steak. First, we jab the steak
like you
through the anus. Up the spinal cord through the mouth. We lay them down to tie them right. Like, nigga,
jeez,
what?
Shit. That's what I said. Can you imagine presenting that to a class?
Imagine the teacher seeing that when he
that's
presented
what I'm
his face.
I can see,
the
yo.
Teacher face. Yes, you're
now,
right here.
The teacher, the one that motherfucker came on down there, he the problem. Nigga, he the problem. He definitely the problem.
He pointed to it on the trouble.
That's
he
yo,
right
the
here.
Teacher at home, just like this. Susan, I'm tired of you coming through here disrespecting me. You're out there with Nate late at night.
Oh, God.
And he said, I got something for you.
Foolish,
he's sitting there late at night. Plotting. He's like, you know what? I need to find a way to kill this bitch.
Oh,
I want to kill him some medieval shit. I want to burn the bitch at the stake. They'll come too fast.
Wow, bro.
You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to my class, and we got a new motherfucking project today. describe plenty of medieval time torture things. Whoever gets the best ones is getting 100. I might not be here, so I'm going to give you extra credit.
I did just get this new boat I haven't registered yet. She could walk the plane.
Like, it's something to think
bro,
about.
I'm dying, bro.
Man, I need a lighter.
I'm done with y'all, bro. I can't deal with y'all.
YMR, you must relax.
What?
Oh, oh your neck.
What a lighter.
That is too funny, God. Bro.
So what? Thank you, sir.
I that just wanted to see that teacher face when you went. Yeah, see right here.
Yo.
Oh, man.
That nigga said, I told y'all I was going to make 100.
He said, yeah, I want you to make a project about medieval times and the torture device. Man. And I can pass it. Oh, yeah, nigga, this my shit.
I've been waiting for a project like
this. You feel me? Let me go ahead and get this easy A real quick. You feel me?
Oh, snap.
Did you know that her head can come off at a high rate of speed? Do tell. Do tell.
Quartering. This is where we tie you. All lambs are four different horses. Mm-hmm. And then we slap them on the ass and they take off in different directions. And there you go, limbs everywhere.
That shit is something to think about. Teacher sitting there like,
he taking notes like a mug.
You know what? Quartering sounds like a good idea.
We do have a pastor.
Take her torso and I can hang it on my wall.
You know what? Yeah, that does sound right.
All right, so question, fellas. Oh, this is a good one. I'm glad we're here today.
What's up?
Who y'all got? Eve or Trina for the verses?
Ooh.
Eve or Trina. What? And why? And why? I don't just want you picking.
What?
Why?
What?
It's Eve Trina. Versus Trina for the verses. Why are you picking it?
I don't know.
What?
Nah, I'm gonna say Trina because she been had confidence since she came out as a teenager, and she the baddest bitch. She didn't give a fuck who was in the game at the time. She let them know off the most. Hey, I'm the baddest. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. So for that type of confidence and still be type and relevant today, like you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with her. Eve, she do her thing too though. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She done went to the movies. She don't. She got that good money, though. That good, good.
That's that dicker punch. That's a safari punch.
I'm gonna wait.
But she got some bangles, bro. She got bangers, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, what? He got plenty of bangers.
Facts. Freestyles and bangles.
You talk right now. All
right, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Who you choosing and why?
You said in a versus battle, nigga. In a versus?
Yeah, they having a versus.
A versus, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Eve fished that man, true.
But you saying in the verses, though.
Yeah, who got yeah, it's like hits. The singles and shit, yeah.
Man. I ain't gonna flex. Even with that said, Trina still got it, bro. Trina still got that shit, bro.
But we talking about as far as the hits.
Bro.
Alright, so this is what we're gonna do,
if
right?
You wanna go,
but Eve had mad hits when she was with Murray too. But that shit got tarnished. But that's on a different, you know, that's music shit, right? About? That's a different type.
Nah,
what
verses.
Subject you really wanna talk about? A verse for a verse?
No, the verses, like the hits. They're hits.
Like the hits.
That nigga trying to attack the bars, nigga. No, I'm talking about like
hits. See, right here in this song, she had 13 great.
Alright, name. This is what we're gonna do right here. Name five Trina songs.
Baddest. Fucking.
I said name five. You name one.
Damn, I
single
think.
Again.
Yo.
Who?
Single again.
Oh yeah, single again. Kind of
what's that? Oh shit. She had that bro.
Ooh, I can't name that because that would trick that and shit. Fuck.
Nah, she got.
You was about to say don't know name.
Yeah.
That everybody going straight to that song. That shit was a banger. I can't think of that on the whole, but I know because I remember the album cover too.
Alright, now, how many Eve songs you know?
What's that shit with her, Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
If I had to pick
you up. Yeah, that shit be rocking though.
Rockin',
the song with her and Alicia Keys.
Yeah, her and Alicia Keys too.
She got the song with her and Swiss. God damn it.
Even Swiss?
Damn. Which song with her and Swiss. I'm trying to think. She be like, it be like,
Patty.
You know she got that, huh?
The flame.
Oh, the lighter?
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, she got the song with Swiss. It just slipped my mind. God damn it. You feel me? But nah, I know a couple of you songs. I ain't going
to. Exactly. When you get put on the spot, it's going to come hard to think of, don't it?
Nah, fuck around. I had the song.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it ain't even your dad.
But I'm giving it to Eve.
She said Trina do that, and she, And I mean, Eve do that, and she do acting.
Facts.
True shit.
Cause nigga, none of y'all would know what happens when you drink a motherfucker's apple juice until you see
it. You feel
that.
Me?
You
feel
me?
You
didn't know I got thin about that until you seen that. Once everybody seen that, niggas knew the consequences of touching apple juice.
I put a big red sign. Say, do not drink me. Nigga, what? Terry, stop cussing.
I put a big
freaking
sign.
Maybe no one drink it. Maybe it evaporate.
Nigga, you know what? I would say at the point, you guilty too. I'm finna beat your ass too.
Man, she turned up on that.
Joe, how about I chew your white ass up? You ain't been here but a minute anyway. I'm damn, bitch. This is how you really feel? Tell me how you really feel.
You feel?
You know what, Calvin? I'm leaving the shop.
Off the roof.
See, I can't have this, bro. I can't have this. Oh, he's trying to gut hair this? No, I can't have this. I'm leaving. I gotta go. Nigga wanna get business anyway.
Yo.
What? So he was getting business?
So, Joe, you gonna take us to commercial break? You gonna take us to commercial break? You're a guest, you know what I'm saying? We can let you take us to the commercial break.
So, at this point, we gonna pay some bills real quick. You know, right after that, we gonna get right back to y'all. But like I said, we got some bills to pay. If y'all don't know, if you know, you know. If you don't know, then damn it, keep knowing. All right. Huh. Bam, there you go.
We in.
Yeah, we back. Episode 2, season 2.
I don't know why I be so silly, bro. Like,
because Pat be in his own world. Like, you don't lie, son. Pat is like, what's the name of Martin? The one dude of Martin, the radio, the dude that be in the radio booth of Martin.
The
one that be sending the signs. Yeah.
Oh, that is so disrespectful.
Nah, because that nigga was cool as a motherfucker. What? You must relax. He was funny than a bitch.
He better than White Mike, boy. You tripping?
Yeah, we had
Slick. He was better than White Mike.
Yes, sir.
Gee, shit.
Don't know everybody knew about White Mike.
Yeah, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
What you saying, Pat?
Huh?
What you saying?
You told me to do this.
Oh no, I thought you were saying something.
I'm done.
No.
But Joe, you know, we got you guys here on this. So, you know, what's how life out there? First of all, you tell everybody where you at right now. Where you stationed? If you can, I'm talking about.
I'm in Hawaii. That's how I'm chilling out.
He in Hawaii.
And one of them little islands out there.
You feel me? Yeah.
Respect that. Because it's a lot of them little old out there.
It is.
So, yeah. It's so, you just out there.
Yeah. I'm out there.
Respect that. You know what I'm saying? How is the weather?
No lie, bro. The weather is beautiful every day, bro.
Every day.
In the winter,
that's what I was about to say. So your Christmas is beautiful, like
it's beautiful. It's hotter than.
So you be catching people out there surfing?
They be out there surfing.
Have you went surfing?
No, bro. What? No.
It's too much water. For you, ain't it? You can't drink out.
I'm not. Yeah.
You can't drink out of
water.
Can you?
Drink.
I feel you on that.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Open your eyes if you want to. It's burning, bro.
Y'all got me fucked up. I'm surfing.
But yeah.
So y'all be hearing breaking news. Like, so question, bro.
Breaking news. Volcano erupted last night on one of the islands.
Oh.
That's how
it be. What I was just about to ask.
That's how that shit be.
Like, what happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell y'all get to island from island, first of all? Is there like a ferry or like this little rollway or what? How the hell?
So you fly.
What?
Island to island.
That's dope.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a local out there, so I don't know if they do have ferries. Which I don't think they do. As far as I know, you fly from island to island.
The little charter plane?
Yeah.
Same there.
It's like 20-minute, 30-minute flight from island to island.
That's dope, though. Like,
but if you go out there, go to Maui, bro. Go to Maui. You must.
That's one of my places.
And Oahu.
Oahu.
Go to Maui and Oahu.
That sounds fancy.
Facts. Oahu. How you say it one more time?
Oahu.
Yo, what you doing? So I just woke up this morning in Oahu.
Facts, nigga. You gotta put that filter on when you take that. Yeah, I gotta put this filter on. Click it.
Nah, dude, you gotta
location
say it slowly.
Like a mug, bro.
Where you at?
Oahu. Fam, for real, the mall in Oahu, downtown in Waikiki, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Put every mall here to shame, bro.
Hey.
It's like 4-5 stories, bro.
It's about like the
double tail.
The facts, bro. That's nice though. Like for real.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come out there. I got to.
I recommend everybody do it since it I mean,
said, his Christmas is beautiful.
It was cheap. Like, think when, about it. When the pandemic,
his Christmas
like,
is
hit,
free.
Whatever,
nigga, Christmas is beach, nigga.
That's what I'm saying,
about.
Bro. Like,
you got to think about it. That nigga
wake
don't say.
You hear the waves.
Not even that nigga say, I'm not going to the next county, the next city, the next state. I'm going to the next island.
Facts.
Words is wordplay different in the morning, nigga.
It's dope. It's dope.
And I'm about 2 islands over. What's up?
When he wake up,
be like an hour before I get back there.
When he wake up, he smells spam, pineapple, and hear mahalo.
Ooh,
and all that.
What? So what's the
aloha,
most?
Aloha, brother.
What's the most exotic? What's the most
exotic thing you ate?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ate.
Yeah.
Y'all know I don't do that wild eating. Crazy.
Nigga, you in Hawaii. You have
you
to.
Feel, you can't be out there getting chicken nuggets.
It ain't like you in
let
Florida.
Me shit, let me get the chicken tenders and fries. We don't have that.
It ain't like you in Florida. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Staten Island. No, nigga, you own the island for real, for real. You there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You out there.
You out there where you supposed to be eating pineapple roast or some crazy shit.
No, like, their food is good.
Pineapple roast
they
is
food
something.
Their like, food is
but you over there want chicken good. Tenders and fries. How that sound?
I mean, not every time. I eat, they food is good. Like I said, I'm not telling you that just because what I heard. It's because of what I taste. Their food is good, bro. Okay.
I'm going to let you know now. When I come visit, I'm going to ask you, what place, what restaurant do you recommend I eat at? For any... I'm talking about they got the... Man. I'm talking about that...
Oh, that nigga hit the finger licking.
Yeah,
good.
I'm talking about they want to. I want you to bring the country finger licking out of a nigga. Like when he eat, he be like, damn, buddy, yeah, why?
I mean,
that type of shit. Yo,
nigga said the rib finger licking.
You just gotta let me know where you're going, cause damn near every place is good out there, bro.
What's your favorite?
I mean, I'm.
Now I'm just saying on a Friday night, you know what I'm saying? I'm going out.
I mean,
to
if
eat.
It's on a Friday night, everybody know me. I'm going bowling. I don't even wings. At the bowling alley.
Boom, 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 boom. Just kept it original like you original. At home. I respect
wings,
it.
Wings is out the chain.
I respect
those.
For real.
That nigga said, just got
and I be
paid.
Drinking there. And
Hawaiian nights.
Facts.
The luau's jumping. Pineapple feeling bad.
Facts.
That's dope.
Check the mirror.
So they really, when you get out there playing, they really have them ladies out there with
that shit.
Hula ladies.
I mean,
or
sometimes
some
it is, sometimes it ain't. But for real though, like the laces, you know, putting
yeah,
laces.
Yeah, yeah.
That
they really be, lay you when you come in?
I mean, if you want some, you can buy some.
Oh, I thought when you come out, they just welcome to Hawaii type shit. Okay, so that's TV. Or is it commercial?
Yeah, that's TV.
Okay, okay, see, you learn new things. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but of course, if you come out there on a private jet out there, you know, what I'm
yeah, they're gonna sauce you up.
You know, red carpet treatment to Hawaii.
They're gonna sauce you up. Nice.
All that.
Soon as you step off here,
you
take
come
this
in,
drink.
You come in on Delta. You just come in on Delta.
I mean, you feel me?
You just had your people to come
get
you
your luggage to pick you up. Go where you going, bro? I mean, the hotel might give you some legs for real. The hotel you going to, it might for real give you some lays.
Say that.
For real.
But the airport.
Or they might greet you like you won't get the lay right then, but you go in your room. As soon as you step in your room, you know what I'm saying? Some lays.
Respect.
Like, it's some
say that.
Vacation type.
It's literally, basically.
So has a volcano erupted while you was out there?
Okay, so the island I'm on, if a volcano erupted, it won't be on that island. You feel me? It'll be on another island.
Oh, she's like, oh, it sucks to be out, niggas.
In a way,
some people might think that, you know what I'm saying, but
you be like,
I mean, you feel me, like
should
so, what so everybody can't catch them planes up out there. So where they go?
I mean, depending on how much fuel the plane got.
Shit, just like everywhere
you,
else,
you
nigga.
You go to LA
when California catching on fire, and them niggas don't want
to
leave.
So when the rich people, you know what I'm saying, they shit about to take off. You know, they give y'all a little warning.
They got the free yacht.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, what the. You can't go so far on the island.
Hey man, listen, I'm a
before you hit that water line, like
listen,
everybody
I'm
can't leave
a,
at the same time.
I'm a regular dude, like y'all. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm a regular African American.
Nigga,
African American, like y'all. You feel me? I only fly on what is it, Coach?
I don't know.
Yeah, Coach. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the basic.
Economy?
Yeah. That's the only thing I fly on, bro. I'm not.
That's what I hate about the military,
myself,
like.
I have never been in first class.
Honestly,
that's why I hate about the military. If you're in the military risking your life, you should be able to sit in the front motherfucking row.
What?
I mean,
I should get first class off the muscle. Like,
true, and
I just dodged 2 RPGs with the Matrix move.
What?
You going to tell me I got to sit in coach? I got to pay for first class?
And had to fight the nigga using that tactic?
I agree with you, true, and I agree. But, you know, before you board your flight, they always ask, is after duty? People if it's after duty soldiers on this flight, you know, you can go
first. They get that luxury.
Me time, you know what I'm saying? Put my stuff up first.
Then a nigga like me come with the Delta Sky Miles and all that shit, and I'm like, next.
No, you gotta wait, sir. We didn't call you right now.
Right after that.
I mean, handicapped,
elderly, and children. Come on, next.
No, this is what they do. First, they're gonna hit.
I already know.
Kids, you know, the parents, the kids, Army, Delta, like the miles, the crew members. I'm gonna recommend this.
I shout out Delta. Delta, I shout you. If you flying Delta all the time, please do your Sky Miles. Please do.
Come on, Delta, sponsor. Cause you know I got Sky Miles.
Sign up for it, bro. So you can get.
Come on,
I got Sky Miles.
Exactly, yes, bro. Like, sign up for it.
They send me shit every day.
Hey, people.
So you they was sending nigga email quick.
If you
in full uniform, you ain't never gotta get out of uniform going through the checkpoint.
Say what now?
In the military, if you in full uniform and you flying,
oh y'all ain't gotta go through TSA.
You do not have to get out of uniform just to get scanned.
I understand.
Niggas don't take out their car. I did it before
when I first got in the military. I did.
Well, you got naked?
Oh no, I ain't never nigga. What plane was you riding?
I said my boots off.
That niggas was watching the TCAP plane to catch a predator flight.
I mean,
nigga, what?
You gotta do that though. Like anybody come through that, you gotta take your shoes off.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about taking your clothes off.
That's what I'm saying.
You got naked.
I ain't never had a motherfucker tell me to take off my clothes.
They tell me to take my hair down so they can take off their clothes. My shoes off, standing in their little booth with your hands up, let it scan you, and then come on out. Hey, Mr. Adam, can you let your hair down so I can rub you?
Everything. Like, yeah, come on, check my hair, nigga. You think I'm gonna put the bun on my hair? Blade? Nah, come on.
It's facts. What you talking about, bro? Anytime you take anything out, bro, you out of uniform.
Yo,
I believe it.
I think y'all should just step us through that little booth. Hold y'all hands up, scan, get the hell on.
I mean, that is what I do now.
But y'all had to take your shoes off? No.
When I was
come on through that little scammer, because you know.
Nah, I recommend them do that, bro, because then anybody can get a uniform and then anybody can step through that guy.
No, hell you not. No.
Shit, it come from a nigga military. That's something to think about.
No, I wouldn't say that, because I think you should be, you know, it's a military. Y'all should be able to ask a field question, though. You know how.
So you can't miss nothing.
You know how Masons or some shit, how they got their little secret symbols and shit.
But see, TSA ain't a part of the military.
No, nigga. It be military people, though. You can get the nigga that knows some type of shit. Y'all know them little. Y'all give out hand signals and shit. Y'all know codes. Y'all don't play like
that. Italian 157-2 Squadron.
Facts, nigga.
You watch too many movies.
No, nigga, this coming from my granddad that, you know what I'm saying, that was in the.
That's probably an old school, though.
So
that's
I'm saying, like,
school.
I don't know if they give out, like, different. Little head signals or some shit. I don't know, nigga. Like, I don't know.
I don't have no.
You talking about that Navy SEAL shit.
I have no rebuttal on that.
The nigga be on some crazy shit sometimes, bro. I just, on some real shit, the nigga be on some other shit. I'm like, yeah. Just leave you alone, bro. Because, you know, some days he just have his days.
That nigga reliving it. Who? You walking in the wrong way. Boy, you motherfucker, get in that trench and dig that goddamn trench. What? Hold on. What?
Nigga, this is, like I said, it's coming from somebody. I got somebody that's, you know what I'm saying,
PTSD.
Crazy. So this shit go like, tripping. This nigga tripping, bro.
Yeah.
Let me get it lighter. No, nigga, I be really thinking the nigga be tripping. Like, I don't know. Man, no, you don't know lighter, bitch.
Let me see that box. Just jab of the century. Damn. All right.
They ain't here fighting, y'all.
Let me see the battle.
Oh, wait, man, fooling.
I'm about to take a shot for the Hot Box Chronicles, nigga.
All right, this is a relaxed episode right here.
Got it. Oh. It's ready. Hold on.
Yo, what up, Efren? Yo. Yeah.
But yes.
I am done.
Nigga said Hawaii, B.
What? I got to go.
You wake up every day, you look, you. Oh, yeah, I forgot the water's everywhere. 360 water.
I'm out here sleeping to sound song, ocean wave videos, and you know, 528 hertz and shit. Nigga, like,
what?
And he got this outside his window. Like, nigga,
I'm going to have to do that. The Hot Box Chronicles Hawaii trip.
Let's get it. What you trying to do?
What y'all trying to do? That niggas know I'm always tripping.
Oh, bro, we gotta get it popping with this merch. So, you know, when we go live, I'm gonna have the
merch already gone.
No, I'm saying I gotta give me some. So when I got down, you know what I'm saying? When we go live, I'm supporting us. Right. I'm not supporting my tattoos or these Hanes. They not supporting us right now. Well, until they support us, I'm not supporting them.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? Soon time come. Soon come.
But get, oh yeah, Calm World coming. That's my new clothing line and my new yoga studio. It's coming soon.
Facts, facts.
There you go, sir. Man, we out here making moves, boy.
Got you.
What's your thought on this little, the PPP, sir?
What?
Like, do you think, like, I know, first of all, they're not catching everybody. You think
what I'm saying? Hell no. I don't believe they're catching everybody.
If you just hypothetically, I ain't coming on record. This is hypothetically. This is, if you were the guy, what would be your first three major purchases? What would be your
if
first
purchase? If I got the PPP, yes, y'all niggas can do y'all research and look me up. I ain't getting no PPP. I'm on nobody's list, motherfucker. Jeez, shit.
That's why I said
you will not find me or the Hot Box Chronicles or anybody else in this motherfucker.
That shit crazy, bro. Because like, that shit be popping right now. They trying to throw it on the radar, but they still out here capping niggas with that shit. So I'm not asking the question.
If I caught the PPP for $20,000,
yeah.
First and foremost, the first thing I'm keeping in mind is these motherfuckers going Uncle Sam with that 20, them 20 G's back.
Yes, sir.
Everybody think running off the plug is cool. Uncle Sam know where the fuck he stay. Hmm. He's coming. If he want to send the boys, he's sending the boys.
True that.
And they have a 95% conviction rate.
Facts.
So in my mind, I'm like, yo, he ain't going to send the niggas if I get him at least half his bread up front. You know what I'm saying? So... He need half his bread in the next week. That's how I'm looking at it. So, $20,000?
I told you, bro. Nigga, I told you I'd come back on time.
Nigga, what? I ain't gonna hold you. $20,000? The first three purchases? All right, when you say purchases, as far as what? Like, just to buy some or
guns
just...
of butter.
Nothing but the bread and butter, baby.
Guns of butter. What you doing with it? All
right, so, $20,000. I'm buying stock.
Okay.
I gotta think long term.
Respect, okay.
So if anything goes wrong, I got the long term in my hand. If I do 10 years, when I get out, I got 10 years worth of stock waiting for me. And you feel me? If I do 20, I got 20 years of Google and Amazon stocks waiting
you
on me.
Be on the kiosk in that bitch, hello. Trading like a mug. Let me
nigga,
watch my shit.
Robin Hood is going to hold me down. Fuck y'all talking about.
Facts, I respect that.
So that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm and I'm include cryptocurrency in it, investing in crypto.
Okay,
so that I'm include that all.
Just
so there you go, investing all together. All right, that'll be my first purchase. My second purchase. You know what's crazy? I'm trying. Let me think. We try to get that 10 bands. So.
You gave 10 away. You got 10 left.
Yo. You said I gave 10 away.
You said you gotta give him half up front.
No, I ain't saying I'm giving him half up front. I'm just saying I would feel like I gotta get him
half.
Want
his half? Okay.
You feel me? So it's like,
so you just gotta keep his half.
There we go. You feel me? Follow me.
I got you. Now.
All right, so
you don't wanna mess up his half.
You feel me? You feel me? Definitely.
I got you.
You feel me? So boom, I gotta give me some stocks. I said boom, get a couple of stocks, cryptocurrency, whoop de boo. My next thing, I'm trying to get something that I know will appreciate in value. So I'm trying to get me a watch or something, jewelry or something. You see what I'm saying? I need something that's going to appreciate. Gold, if I can get it. I want something that's going to appreciate. You see what I'm saying?
Land.
Definitely that too.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? Because inflation is happening as we speak.
Land. Yes, sir.
Inflation went from 2% to 6.6%. Everything is going up. Food, rent, all that.
Yes, sir.
Gas.
So and so,
like,
I fellas, ain't no more $40 out here.
Even if I buy an acre or two of land, nigga. You feel me? Even if I buy an acre or two of land.
Acre or two of that'll get
thank
you some bread.
That's
going
to make money. You feel me? What I'm trying
somebody's
to do is make money.
Building, bro.
You feel me? I'm always trying to make money.
Somebody's always building.
There you go. Now.
Then when they come talking about they need to cut on your land, then, something right here. We ain't getting no money. You just talking about cutting.
Shit.
Nigga, we got to talk something.
Shit. Right. My third and final purchase. I'm trying to start my own business. Like.
Yeah, I respect.
Like, and I slick don't want to do that because the feds going to take that if they do come. You don't want to start your own business.
Because you got no history.
Niggas,
you just popping up with their
coming
bread.
For it. What? Right,
so you got no history.
You feel me? So really the nigga's coming for it. So what I need to do is invest in somebody with a business.
Hey, become a partner.
There you go. Dang. Not even a partner, because you still gonna have that shit ran down on. So you want them to be.
You
feel me?
Oh, you the secret partner.
There you go. You the secret partner. You want them to be owner, front face owner, but you're a secret partner.
Facts, facts.
You feel what I'm saying? And you wanted to at least.
I ain't
want to
say.
You want to be a secret partner to
her. I didn't want to say secret partner because, you know, this lady. Well, fuck that. It's illegal.
Well, fuck that.
We partners.
Nah, nigga, partners. I'm giving it how it is. Fuck that.
He meant partners.
Secret partners. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Make that nigga the front man or whatever you got to do. Work out a little deal. Facts. Now, you need to be in the business got to at least give you 2,000 every 2 weeks or some shit. 3,000. So, when you need to knock Uncle Sam off quick. Boom. So, if they try to run down, you done paid it all.
You done paid him and everything.
Nigga. I hit that nigga with the what 20,000. The bank sent that back because it came to the wrong account number. What niggas talking about? Well, it didn't come back till 3 months later, but shit, that's not like a personal problem.
You ain't taking it over the bank.
You feel me? Shit, maybe the Wi-Fi server was down.
I saw him.
You feel me?
I know I put that.
They say back. 7 to 10 business days, but sometimes it be 30.
And they didn't hit them with that shit. It is a pandemic, too.
You feel me? So, what?
Like, but they backed up, you know,
yeah,
so
shit, to be a whole bank.
That shit
is crazy. Joe, you got the PPP for 20 bands. What's the first three things you buying?
All right, so let me stop you right there, because Joe will never get the PPP.
I know, I'm just saying, if you was to get it, you know.
If I were to get the PPP, all right, ask the question again. I answer it honestly.
If you was to get the PPP for $20,000, what would be the first three things you buy?
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he buying, jewelry.
Fuck no.
Thank you, sir. You know, thank you.
He got to get him 20 pairs of Jordan.
No, he got to get the bus down. That's
hell
it.
Hell no.
He get one the bus fuck? Down. That's
wow,
it.
Y'all crazy?
Thank you. Thank you. Think like a smart man. Thank you, sir.
First of all, if I were to get the PPP loan, I would have to make sure that business, whatever business I said on the application, I have to get it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Or at least buy some land and put it on. Be smart, bro. Like, bro, come on, bro. Listen. Bro, with the pandemic and everything that's going around, mm-hmm. If you have a chance to buy land, buy land, bro.
Yes, sir.
The hell?
I don't want to
have it, though. Why not? Buy some land, bro. Build you something on it.
There you go. Man,
and
pay.
Then if you don't want to pay somebody to keep that that little job, whatever you got built on it, just stay on it.
There you go.
You feel me? You get that money right back. Be smart about your shit, bro. Recycle your money, bro.
Even if that business falls, you pay your property tax, nigga.
That land's still yours, bro.
Yes, sir.
Come on, don't
you
be.
Gotta
stupid,
stay, you
bro.
Gotta be winning some type of way, like
they already put you in a lose situation when you apply for the motherfucker. Yeah, think about it, motherfucker. They suckering you in to get some what you think is free money,
mm-hmm.
Bro. Ain't no money. What money in the world y'all know that's free? Please let me know.
Jeez.
Ooh, I want some female to come in and say child
money
support.
Trees.
Ooh, please do it. I'ma flame your ass.
That nigga said child. He said,
ain't no money in the world free, bro. Right. Ain't no money in the world free.
You're right.
They just sucking y'all in.
That shit
and then they giving you a cheat code, basically. They saying, we giving you this. If you really about your business, we give you the money to start your business. Show us you're going to keep up with the payment.
Nah, they damn sure ain't saying that.
Hell no, they ain't doing that.
What it's saying is, you can get $20,000 if your business is ran in this time of year.
Yep.
Niggas is lying to my, I got a washing machine company at this address.
Wait, we ain't going to put, hey, listen.
No, I'm just saying, that's what the people
put. I see. But, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? What y'all doing, what y'all personal, whatever.
What y'all doing? Hey. What's the word? And the words are shorty from Scream. Run, bitch, run. If you got that, bitch. If you got it.
You know what's crazy? All right, this, I'm going to speak on this, bro. I don't care. I'm going to speak on this. Bro, the pandemic has made the world so fucking lazy, bro. These motherfuckers are walking off a job about anything.
But nah, peep though.
Oh, my manager just said my shoe too dull. I'm leaving, bitch. What?
Getting that unemployment.
But your dumb ass making motherfucking 18.
$19 an hour.
Don't say not. Shit.
Come but on. You like, oh, nah, they gonna pay me unemployed.
Because when they got their computer and their robot take their job, they gonna be sick as shit.
Bro, it's already going.
I'm been through that. Nigga, you tripping, bro. Bro, listen here. I'm off the bar on this.
But, shit. Yeah.
I'm off the bar. Yeah. Hey, y'all been here for a minute. But you niggas still here going home and you got a little bullshit ass job because you can get an extra $300-$500 and you're using your goddamn kids as a pawn in the game. Like, you're tripping, bro.
Yeah,
sit your dumb ass at home. Dumb as fuck, bro. It looks like you're winning now. Right now, you got all the, if you play Uno, you got all the draw twos, draw fours, reverses, and skips in your hand. But you still fucking up. How is that possible? Like, nigga, you're supposed to be winning. Like, come on. You dummies. Like,
you can't win, bro. You can't win if you don't know how to win.
That's stupid, nigga.
You can't win if you don't know how to win.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Because you don't get a part of it. That's why you don't understand.
There you go.
That shit stupid, bro. This is,
that's the word right there.
That shit stupid.
Like I said last time, I ain't tripping. I'm glad all my black people getting that shit. Fucking white people. That's how I feel. Fuck the government white people. They been holding it back for the longest.
It's funny because niggas done caught the loop and now they playing in the loop. Now y'all want to try the pressure. No, pressure yourself too. Like, no, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, nigga, from white to black to Chinese, no matter. Nigga, everybody online that's to get that money. Nigga, get that money. Fuck the government.
But if you got it, honestly, I respect like that. If you got it, like, you know what I'm saying? You did what you had to do. I respect that too. I respect every hustle. Like, shit, it is what it is.
So at this point, I got to step back out the car. You feel me?
I didn't talk about your employer.
Yeah, my bad.
What
you got about that?
Stop saying the Cadillac, though.
I'm sorry we be out here talking about his employee, but this is how I feel, bro. This is
no factual.
Be like that, bro. That's why I respect y'all. Cause you niggas put your life and your job on the same pedestal. I respect that.
All the facts.
I respect that. Because what wrong you can
Say fuck that, Pat?
This nigga say
why he say fuck that? We caught that nigga slipping with a sentence. We getting that.
I can't do that. It's no.
At the end of it, it's you got some people that put their whole heart into it, and then you got some people that go in there and just fuck it up for the people that really want to be there.
Nigga said they make the stallion and shit. Fuck
that. All these people crying about they going to fucking for school and whatever else. You still gotta fight for your life. It don't matter what you do.
True shit. Now that's right. You're right on that ball.
Unless you go in there and you get a job where you're in that position to not go nowhere, then you're just there. You do what you do. You can't down the people that go over there and fight for their life.
Hell no. It's like I said, you use a good one because I can't. And what I mean, put my life and my pedestal and my job and my life on the same pedestal. With that situation, bro, if you disagree with that man at any point in time, bro, it's OV for you. Your ass getting kicked the fuck up out of there, now you stuck. What you doing now? Now your family's stuck too. You dig what I'm saying? Now your life is really fucked up. You dig what I'm saying? Like, no, I can't do that. Because if I disagree with some shit, I'm going to disagree with it. I don't give a fuck what come behind it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, right. It's just,
You disagree, stand on it. Everybody can disagree. That's your human
people,
being.
The people that do that in the military, they power hungry.
Fuck that somebody, power hungry shit. Look, I don't give a fuck, bro.
To be honest, if you get in the military, just like we sitting here right now. They do the same shit in there. I guarantee you.
I understand that, bro.
They will sit there and do the same exact thing.
I understand that. But I can't do that, bro.
Y'all better stop talking about Uncle Sam. Don't fuck y'all niggas up.
If you won't tell your mom or your grandmother to do it, don't tell me to do it.
I did my time.
Fuck you mean? That's how I'm looking at that.
That's how you know that shit like jail. That nigga said I did my time.
Facts, bro.
Hell no. That nigga said jail in just a little bit of words. That nigga said jail in 10 words.
Can't. Hell no. And but like once again, I thank y'all. Okay. As you been up at the church your time, and this guy that's, you know what I'm saying, he's active, but you know, I appreciate y'all. Interesting.
He on the safe side.
I don't see how you guys do it. You know the shit wrong, then, man.
Yeah,
you
on the safe side.
And you still go out there and do that shit.
Bro, I was out there.
Somebody else's business.
Look, I was crazy.
You don't even know what's really going on. He done told you this.
With the shit that I had.
Right, look, I need y'all to hold me down. That's why he's ready. Hold us down. I don't want over there and took some shit from the motherfuckers.
Right here, we just landed. We're going to go over there. We're going to go in there. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take, we're going to get answers and shit. If they don't give us answers, we're going to beat the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Hold on, time out. Wait a minute. What if they really don't know that? But I still gotta knock their ass out
with their
mother nigga.
We just coming over here to talk. Like, come on. And while we're over here talking, go ahead and hook up the gas line so we can go ahead and bring the gas line home with us.
Facts, like,
what?
I'm gonna get comfortable right quick. Like, nigga, like, I don't understand that shit. Like,
no. I said that shit crazy. Like, no lie, son. If I had a wish.
I understand. If you
want, if I had a wish, I wish for world peace just to see what it'd be like.
Bro, what?
Honestly, I want to see what it's like. Everybody cool, everybody on the same page, everybody smoking some weed. So that'd be living. That's definitely
lit. That's too lit. Mm-hmm. It's too much peace. What? That's too lit. Niggas be like, oh, bro, it's just a beautiful day. Every day.
What? Niggas be out that bitch. I'm walking on sunshine.
Facts. For real. That would be dope, bro. I don't know, bro. I be doing that, like, I be on this little world meditation shit. Like, someday they be having, like, hosting, like, world meditations at certain times, bro. That shit be so lit, bro. Like, I don't know. Even by just being on camera, bro. And, you know what I'm saying? You see, watching this, everybody doing it. Like, you feel the vibe, bro. You feel that frequency change. Like, that shit be so lit. Like, it's hard to put in words, bro. Like, that shit be so lit. Like, but, like, I don't know. Like, that shit be turned. Like, too litty.
Yo, I'm back.
Yeah. Sorry for talking about you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know nothing. You feel me?
I'm sorry, yeah, but I just had to, you know, ease my mind on how I feel about your employee.
Hey.
Yeah. But like I told them, you wasn't here for this part. I think Patty Mayonnaise and you all were in the back and you doing your time now, so I thank you and everybody else.
Well, we thank you for the support.
I just have one question for the big guy.
If you're gonna be a bully, why not tell me the real story? I'm fighting for you, nigga. Let me know what's really going on right here.
Because 25% of people probably walk away like, man, fuck that. That's fucked up.
Exactly. That's exactly what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. But you know.
You know what? I don't even want to know.
I do.
Well, we could change the military topics.
Nigga, you got me wanting to kill for niggas? For you? I need to know what's up. I don't know you like that.
Well, you gotta.
I'm that serious,
it
bro.
It's like, the fact that if you think like that, it gotta be like, bro, we've been doing this shit for how long?
At least, no, nigga, fuck the 5% rule. Give me 20% of the truth.
I ain't speaking on none of that, but listen.
Nigga said, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
At least clear glasses for me so I can see a little of the truth.
What? I can see all the obstacles.
I didn't know your first name.
Ooh, man, I can't believe it. Like,
no. Yo.
Crazy.
That's just the world we live in, bro. That's just the world we live in right now.
I can give you that one.
That's the actual.
And that's why I stayed detached from this shit, because it's funny to me. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like,
it was hilarious.
All I was saying, bro, live while you can live, bro. Like,
facts. I like the way that was put.
Please stop believing everything you fucking hear, bro.
True
stop,
that.
Because true everything that. Is not Obama-verse.
I swear, bro. Everything y'all laughing, is not a, but y'all laughing, but that for real, bro. What he?
Everything is not an Obama vest.
Everything not Obama vest. I respect that, bro. Please. I respect that,
bro.
Like, I live my life.
I swear to God, it can be world peace if everybody could just be grown, bro. God damn. Facts, that's it, bro. Just be grown.
And hit a blunt.
But I can't even say that.
That's
I mean, facts. If it was legal for me, I would do it. But, ooh, Jesus Christ. I ain't going to speak on that.
Michael.
But, man, look.
See, never mind. I don't want to do that.
I mean, think everybody know why. Your question. I mean, I
think everybody in their house up there. Before they go in the conclusion, I think they should have one big ass session. The Liberty Bomb. I swear to God. They should just say one big ass stupid. Tote. I'm talking about, yeah. Just have
fucking retarded.
And then have that conversation. And then have that conversation
like
about
that shit. Smoke that shit. Pass that shit.
Instead of you niggas.
And then vote for that shit.
In fact, instead of you niggas hitting bumps and shit like that up there.
Yo, so.
And drinking all this alcohol.
The democracy key bumps and
in
shit.
In fact, nigga, hey.
Y'all a fucking retarded.
Hey. Mike Pence, go ahead and grab me the key. Grab me the Oval Office key. So I'm going to hit me a little bump. And then we call that the Oval Bump.
You stupid.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm just saying, though. That's crazy, man. Like.
All the facts.
I don't understand.
I want to try something different than that.
I'm really proud of y'all for really doing something different, though, for real.
Thank you. That's what we're
going to do. I'll be tuning in, bro. I'll be tuning in.
I appreciate it.
We're going to let you end it for us.
This is. Ain't no end, bro. I don't know what.
I'm trying to show.
Yeah, I understand that, but I want everybody out there to understand. Ain't no end.
No, you're going to be.
Ain't never no end, but we gonna be back sooner or later. You feel me?
Can I ask you one more question? I don't know if I can ask.
Go ahead.
Can't afford that shit. With that vaccine,
Uncle Sam and Magic Juice.
I'm gonna
be honest with y'all. I probably can't answer, but I do it the best of my ability.
Hey, when they flip that switch, what's gonna happen to the mutants?
Switch, bro. And at that point, we gonna see y'all later. All right?
Like that shit crazy, bro. Everybody, bro, that had lines y'all up to get this shit.
No. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. It's the Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, my God. It's the Revenge of the fucking Nerds.
No. It's on some real shit. They didn't like, since y'all, like, all right, this section go, like, this, like, you got to go tomorrow. They set you up an appointment or some shit to go get that shit. How the hell you do that shit?
That is nuts.
So, how the fuck you? So, they didn't tell you how to go.
Only on the motherfucking Hot Box Chronicles.
You just willingly went and got that shit.
I cannot speak on this, bro, but what you think,
fuck that. You finna tell me. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in to the Hot Box Chronicles, baby. Hey, I gotta get to the bottom of this shit. Hey.